In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin and I am glad to be with you and leading our time together. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway through the week and so I hope that your week is going well and that it's turning the corner towards a strong end to the week. So hump day, good chance to refocus, to recenter ourselves. I want to jump right into our time of silence today to begin. And I know we do this every day and I hope that it's been in some ways as life-giving as it has been for me to, again, find these moments of pause, you know, albeit just for a minute, but it helps to center myself. And so I hope that this is as life-giving for you as it is for me. So let's jump in. And again, just begin to slow your mind, take a few deep breaths, and just bring your heart and your center kind of back to the presence of God with you, wherever it is you are. And then we'll break in about a minute with our scripture reading. Our scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm, and he will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. You know, this psalm comes kind of right at the beginning of a collection of psalms called the Psalms of Ascent. And most scholars believe that these psalms, because of that subtitle, the Psalms of Ascent, were sung by the community of faith as they were ascending the road to Jerusalem to attend one of the three annual festivals. And so, you know, there's this connection between the people of God on this journey of faith, progressing towards the story of the people of God and these this collection of psalms. And, you know, honestly, I've always had an affinity for these because I think the story behind them, there's an intrigue for me of the way that these hint at progress as, you know, towards movement and growth and the story of God all kind of wrapped up in what's going on in these. You know, and they really intersect with so much of us because, again, we are all on a journey, right, of growth and sacrifice, of learning to trust and to walk in the way of Jesus. And in the same way, as we read these ancient prayers and these ancient psalms, we can hearken back to followers of God before us who were on that journey of learning, of growth, of change. And so I find just such a depth to these. Eugene Peterson once said of the Psalms of Ascent, he said, you know, we are all pilgrims, but we are also disciples. And that means we are always moving and always learning. And I love that posture because, again, that is in so many ways the story of what it means to follow Jesus in our day, is we're always moving, always learning what it means to be a follower of Jesus in this time, in this place. And so these psalms that were sung by, you know, worshipers just like us, as they were making a journey, cause us to kind of pause and reflect on the same themes that they were wrestling with. You know, I think there's so much beauty in praying the same prayers that they were praying. And this one in particular, Psalm 121, I mean, maybe outside of Psalm 23, is one of the most famous in the scriptures. And I love it because, you know, the whole psalm is really in response to verse 1. And verse 1, you know, reads again, "I lift my eyes to the mountains, and where does my help come from?" You know, and I used to think that the psalmist, when it says about, speaks about looking up to the mountains, that it was much more a moment of victory, as kind of an awestruck worshiper looking at creation. But you know, I think that the mountains, the more I dig into it, the more I see kind of maybe what the psalmist is doing here, particularly in the context of the Psalms of Ascent. As you know, I think the mountains are a little more enigmatic. I don't think they are necessarily that we can just write them as safe. I think the author is looking up and as one who is journeying, right? A kind of perilous journey, a challenging journey that the author was on. I think it looks up to the mountains, and the mountains are reflective of chaos, of danger, of concern, of anxiety that kind of is just there surrounding them. And, you know, whatever the focus is of these mountains, you know, verse 2 quickly changes, says, "My help comes from the Lord," and that's the personal name Yahweh. You know, it's my help that the author notices wherever it's looking for help, that there's something greater than what this world offers. And there's a sense that the confidence and the certainty of the author grows throughout the text as it reflects on the character and nature of God for this journeying community. You know, the themes that are so evident here, you know, are this idea of watching, of keeping. You know, these are words you see throughout the psalm, almost in every line. And I think that's beautiful imagery. You know, again, particularly in the context of a community of God that is journeying towards a destination. Well, let's take that metaphor and let's, you know, kind of place that into our moment, right? All of us are on a journey. All of us are moving towards, hopefully, Christ-likeness. And in that journey, there's all sorts of things that challenge us and provoke the same kind of ominous concern that the mountains would have had for the author here. And you know, I think that imagery of then having a God who watches over us, who keeps us, I mean, how reassuring is that? Again, all of us, certainly it's been said ad nauseum now at this point, but all of us have felt that weight of the mountains bearing down on us this year. You know, as we think about the concerns of the future, you know, as I think about, you know, how will my two daughters re-engage in school, or what's the outcome of the economic fallout of all of this, or, you know, what is it that our country is facing on the brink of a tumultuous election and racial tension and all, I mean, all of these things seem to be piling up. But what a beautiful and reassuring image that the psalmist just says, "My help comes from Yahweh." Comes from God, the one who created all this, the one who doesn't let my foot slip, who doesn't sleep when I'm in trouble, who offers shade and protection, who just again sees my coming and my going. I mean, what a beautiful image. So what I thought we'd do for our prayer time today is that we would just essentially just read through the text a few times more. But I want you to think of it in the terms of really in two ways. Of one, what is the mountain that you're staring down? What is the anxiety-inducing circumstance that you just can't seem to shake? What is it that is just bearing down on you? And then I want you to allow the psalmist's confidence in God to just marinate in your soul, to allow the words of this ancient psalm of a follower of God before us just resonate with us. So I invite you to again take a breath or two, to come back to the moment. And I want you to think or ask the Holy Spirit as I read this first verse, what is it that is kind of haunting you? I lift my eyes up to the mountain. Where does my help come from? What is it now? What stress, what anxiety are you facing that's causing you to question, where is my help coming from? Sit in that discomfort for a moment. Sit with that concern and just hold it before God. And now, as I read these remaining verses, I want you to just allow your mind to gravitate towards one of the images that the author offers. It says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip, and he who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Let me read that one more time, and I again just want to invite you to sit in whatever image it is that you resonate with most now. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He will not watch over you. He who watches over you will not slumber. And indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. But the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Again, that Jesus has empowered you, that the Holy Spirit is with you, and that whatever it is that the world is throwing at you, you are not alone. You have a community of believers around you, and you have the very presence of the Holy Spirit with you. Let me close with our prayer for today. It's a prayer for peace. It says, O God, the author of peace and lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversary, through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.